AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The co-pilot who slammed a German jetliner into a mountainside in France, killing 150 people, apparently was ill and was hiding that fact. This from German investigators. Our David Rising reports from Germany that they have now found notes and medical documents in his home.
They say that these support their assessment that he was hiding an illness from his employer and from his colleagues. He even had a sick note where a doctor had excused him from work for the day of the crash. Now, they didn't say what the illness was that he was hiding, but there have been multiple reports in the German media that he had been treated for depression.
A German aviation official tells us that Andreas Lubitz's file at the country's Federal Aviation Office contained a note indicating that he needed specific regular medical examination, though we don't know exactly what that means. The parents of one of the three Americans killed in the plane crash say they are really sad for the family of the co-pilot. Robert Oliver says he can't imagine what they are going through right now. Top Senate Democrat Harry Reid says he will not run for re-election, but he's warning Republicans not to put on the party hats.
My friend Senator McConnell, don't be too elated. I'm going to be here for 22 months, and you know what I'm going to be doing? The same thing I've done since I first came to the Senate.
Harry Reid is 75 years old. He was first elected to the Senate in 1986. Authorities now say two people are missing after that apparent gas explosion leveled three buildings in Manhattan's East Village yesterday. 19 people were injured. Early reports trace the problem to some plumbing and gas work inside one of the buildings. The economy is still growing. Fourth quarter growth was just 2.2%, though. Economists are expecting an even weaker showing in the first quarter of the new year because of the rough winter weather. This is AP Radio News. President Obama's got a new plan to fight bacteria that resists antibiotics. Our Mark Smith is at the White House.
Bacterial infections that resist antibiotic treatment are a growing problem. The Centers for Disease Control estimates they cause 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths a year in this country alone. The president's five-year plan for fighting these superbugs calls for new regional networks to identify and contain outbreaks, new steps to curb overuse of antibiotics in medicine and agriculture, and new research on next-generation drugs and techniques, and money. Announcing Obama's plan, officials note his budget backs up these efforts by doubling their budget lines. Mark Smith at the White House.
South Korea is the latest friend of the U.S. to announce that it's joining a regional banking organization being created by China. The U.S. is worrying aloud the new bank will undercut the World Bank. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.